The millionaire neighbour in South Perth above the Raffles Hotel has lost the final court bid to close the Raffles Hotel's beer garden. Heather McNeil from WA Today has been reporting on this one. G'day, Heather.
Hi, Ollie.
This has been a long-running dispute.
Yeah, so this is Perth mining millionaire Derek Ammon. So he's had an ongoing battle with the Raffles management for nearly 5 years. And it's all come to a head today. He's lost his appeal in the Supreme Court. So what he was arguing is that the venue was too noisy. So he lives on a fifth-storey apartment in the neighbouring apartments to the Raffles. I'm sure most people can probably imagine the tower that sits right beside the Raffles Hotel there. So he wanted the beer garden to be closed at night from 9 p.m. because he said it was too noisy and it was creating a nuisance to him and impacting him and his ability to be able to enjoy his home. He claimed that he had to wear industrial-strength headphones just to read or to fall asleep at night. So he took them to court, which is quite an unusual step. This first started back in 2016-17. They started to have a bit of an argument about it. He actually, at one stage, threw tomatoes from his balcony down towards the sound system in the beer garden. So it was obviously something that was bothering him for a few years' time. He's taken it to court. He lost his original trial last year, and today he lost his appeal again with the judges basically finding that the noise that was coming from the beer garden and the bar was to be expected if you purchase a house or an apartment next door to an entertainment venue.
Sounds like common sense is prevailing in this one, Heather. And just to remind our listeners, the hotel's been there for many, many, many more years than the apartment complex.
It is. So it's a heritage-listed building. I think it was built in the 1890s. But what Mr. Ammon was saying, but he bought his apartment, which is a luxury apartment in 2009. And then in 2014, the hotel underwent a renovation. And he claims when they reopened from that renovation, that's when the noise problem started. So before 2014, he claimed in the first 5 years he was there, he would only really be bothered by the noise, say, on New Year's Day or Melbourne Cup Day or the odd Friday night. But then he claimed after they redeveloped and reopened that the noise got a lot worse and that he couldn't sort of escape it anywhere in his home and that it was impacting the way that he lived. So that was one of the reasons for his appeal today, was that he felt that the original judge didn't consider that enough, that yes, when he first moved in, he was aware that he was next door to the hotel, obviously, but the noise was not bothering him then. He says that it's bothered him since he's moved in and it's not something that he was able to foresee and he felt it was unreasonable. He also appealed that there are standard noise regulations under the Environmental Protection Act that people have to adhere to, and he argued that the noise was actually noisier than those standard regulations, but the judges have said that those regulations are taken into account, but they make up part of but not all of what's considered when they're determining if a noise is reasonable. And I guess in this case, because he is next to a hotel, he's also next to the freeway and Canning Highway, you know, that there are certain things that you can see when you purchase a property in that kind of location. So
I think it's interesting as well, Heather, in your report today that noise testing was taken on the balcony in 2018, which showed levels around 75 decibels, which is comparable to that made by a vacuum cleaner. So I suppose that is not on the scale of noise. A vacuum cleaner is not really that loud.
Well, no, it's hard to compare noise, but I had the same reaction. It doesn't seem like that would be that bothering, but maybe a constant vacuum cleaner in the background would get annoying. But one of the things that the original judge mentioned when he decided to dismiss this claim was that none of the other neighbours in the area, and some were closer than him, being on the fifth floor, had complained since the renovation. Sort of, he was the only one that was really not impressed with the noise since the renovation. So that was one of the reasons as well, just the fact that there are lots of people that live in those luxury apartments and nobody else seemed to be having the same frustrations as he did. So that was another reason. And during the original trial, some of the other residents actually came along to hear what would happen. And a few of them said the reason that they bought that in that area was because the hotel is actually part of the appeal of living there, to have that nice hotel downstairs with the beer garden. So he seemed to be on his own in relation to that one with the other people in his strata complex.
Heather, very comprehensive. We can read all about it at watoday.com.au. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks, Ollie.